we want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And it is a marvelous Monday right here in Merritt Island, Florida. Cocoa, Florida, Brevard County, Florida. I was looking for an M, and Merritt Island was the only thing that I could find. Sorry, it's a marvelous Monday. I hope you're having a great day. I hope you had a wonderful Father's Day, and you enjoyed getting to spend some time with your family. We didn't have church last night, so that we give everybody the opportunity to spend some time with their family. And so I hope that you got to wish your dad a happy Father's Day and your kids got to contact you. Anyway, today we want to say thank you to the fine folks at Wyrick Air, Heat, and Electric, 321-632-9538. They are based right here in Rockledge, Florida, I believe it is. And if you need them to come out and take a look at your system, I would encourage you to do so. You know, as I'm driving around Brevard County, I see a lot of different air conditioning and heating companies. Some of them I've never heard of them. Some have, big corporation type things, and, you know, fleets and fleets of vehicles. Some, you know, look like they might not make it till the end of the week. Wyrick Air, Heat, and Electric has been around for a long, long time. And they are reliable. They're trustworthy. They do a great job, and they will treat you fairly. And so if you do not have somebody, or maybe you have somebody, but like I have been in the past, I had a company one time. The company changed. And when the company changed, it was not a change that was something that I was comfortable with. And so I made a change in my air conditioning and heating provider to someone that I trust. And so Wyrick Air, Heat, and Electric, they are people that you can trust. I encourage you to give them a call, 321-632-9538. They will treat you well. They'll get your problem remedied. And if you have issues, you can call them, and they will get to you just as soon as they can, 321-632-9538. You know, every once in a while you see on television about companies that come in and do work, and they don't do the work that they are saying, or they do unnecessary work, or they say that they did work that they didn't actually do. You're not going to get any of that with the fine folks at Wyrick Air, Heat, and Electric. Give them a call. They will be a blessing to you. Today I want to take you to Acts chapter 7. I'm not going to read all of chapter 7, but I'm going to begin reading in verse number 48 and go through chapter 8, verse number 2. It says there, "However, the Most High does not dwell in temples made with hands, as the prophet says, 'Heaven is my throne, and earth is my footstool. What house will you build for me, says the Lord, or what is the place of my rest? Has my hand not made all these things? You stiff-necked and uncircumcised in heart and ears, you always resist the Holy Spirit, as your fathers did. So do you. Which of the prophets did your fathers not persecute? And they killed those who foretold the coming of the Just One, of whom you have now become the betrayers and murderers, who have received the law by the direction of angels and have not kept it. When they heard these things, they were cut to the heart, and they gnashed at him with their teeth. But he, being full of the Holy Spirit, gazed into heaven and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing at the right hand of God, and said, 'Look, I see the heavens opened and the Son of Man standing at the right hand of God.' Then they cried out with a loud voice, stopped their ears, and ran at him with one accord. And they cast him out of the city and stoned him. And the witnesses laid down their clothes at the feet of a young man named Saul. And they stoned Stephen as he was calling on God and saying, Lord Jesus, receive my spirit. Then he knelt down and cried out with a loud voice, Lord, do not charge them with this sin. And when he had said this, he fell asleep. Now Saul was consenting to his death. At that time, a great persecution arose against the church, which was at Jerusalem, and they were all scattered throughout the regions of Judea and Samaria, except the apostles. And devout men carried Stephen to his burial and made great lamentation over him. So I want you to see that here that what Stephen did, he did nothing wrong. He preached an anointed word. He preached a Holy Spirit-led word. And he did not employ some of the strategies that, you know, modern professional speakers would employ. I mean, they're not going to tell you to use terms like you stiff-necked and uncircumcised in heart. That's not the way modern public speaking is taught. But the Holy Spirit doesn't operate by men's premises. God's going to tell you the truth. When Stephen says that they were stiff-necked, I can tell you that the Holy Spirit was quite confident that the audience to which he was speaking was employing a stubborn refusal against the things of God. He also called them uncircumcised in heart and ears. That means that there were things that God wanted to take away, but they refused to do that. Their heart and their ears had not entered into covenant with God, and these were intended to be God's covenant people. Okay, so we can see from this passage that you can be genealogically connected in the natural and be completely and totally disconnected in the spiritual. You don't want that to be the reality, but it is possible. And so he tells them, he said, look, your forefathers persecuted the prophets, and now you have persecuted and crucified the Son of God. And you're now part of that same lineage. And it says, when they heard these things, they were cut to the heart. See, when I go to a church service, I want the Word of God to touch my heart. I want it to touch my heart in a manner that is going to compel me to action, that it's going to compel me to change, to become like God. Okay. Now that can be through a positive, or it can be through a negative. I just know this. When I come to church, I don't want to go home the same way that I got there. And there are a number of services that I've been to in my life that I can tell you after that service, you know, I wasn't the same. These people, rather than responding with repentance, responded to the convicting power of the Holy Spirit with even more intense rebellion. Now, remember, God always takes a situation and something better is going to come as a result of that. Stephen ends up having this marvelous revelation just as he's getting ready to be transformed and promoted from this earthly life to eternity. So during this time where they are cut to the heart and they're literally gnashing at him with their teeth. I mean, these people have resorted to animalistic behavior. They are not behaving like men and women created in the image of God. They have reduced themselves to behaving like animals. And yet, the Holy Spirit, through Stephen, is still reaching out to them. And I will tell you this. Here is a great step of application for when you are going through persecution. Are you ready for this? But he, being full of the Holy Spirit, when you listen, he was full of the Holy Spirit when he was chosen as a deacon. He was full of the Holy Spirit when he began to preach. And when he is being persecuted and martyred, he was still full of the Holy Spirit. That is probably one of the greatest pieces of wisdom that I can offer to you today, is stay full. Stay full. You want your spirit to be full, because if your spirit's empty, then you're going to, your other aspects of your personality are going to be supplying the voice. You want the voice that is coming forth during a time of persecution to be the voice of the Spirit of God. You want the Holy Spirit to speak through you very loudly and very clearly during that time. So he's full of the Holy Spirit, and he sees what is ahead of him. He wasn't looking back and saying, you know, maybe I should have done something different here. He continued to have revelation, and I just want to encourage you, don't let persecution cause you to come to a place where you get content and say, you know what, the price tag for revelation is too high. Now, there are things that I've seen in this world, and I've told God, I said, God, if that's the price tag for that, I'm not going to pay that price. And I'll be honest with you, that price tag is my family. I'm not going to lose my family. I'm going to do whatever I can to represent Jesus well at home. I'm much more concerned about representing him well at home, and hopefully my testimony is such that if you asked my wife or kids, they would tell you that I'm pretty much the same wherever I go. If that's not the case, then I'm going to work on correction, not of the kids, of me. I'm the one. I have the power to change me. You have the power to change you. And so as he's telling them the things that he's seen, do you realize that they had the possibility of seeing the same things that Stephen did? And Stephen is telling this, listen, God doesn't waste anything. Stephen is telling this, and Saul is right there, and he's getting ready in Acts chapter 9 to have a Damascus Road experience where he's going to see things that nobody else saw. Up until this time, he's still breathing out threats and murder against the disciples and persecuting them. He's doing all of that sort of thing until he has the same type of open heaven experience that Stephen had. I guarantee you that Saul never forgot that day, because he said, I am the chiefest of sinners because I persecuted God's church. Stephen, as they are stoning him, he says, Lord Jesus, receive my spirit, and cried out with a loud voice, Lord, do not charge them with this sin. And then he died. Okay. Step number three today, for me to share with you, is don't forget to pray for those who are persecuting you, because they need it. Stephen knew where he was going. He saw that you realize that in order for Jesus to be standing the way that Stephen saw, he had to literally get up to welcome this man of God into eternal rest. He stood up and greeted him. I see the Son of Man. Look, I see the heavens open and the Son of Man standing at the right hand of God. Okay. Verse number one, at that time of chapter 8, at that time a great persecution arose against the church, which was at Jerusalem, and they were all scattered throughout the regions of Judea and Samaria, except the apostles. What this persecution did was it launched believers throughout the region. The persecution was very intense. And what it did is it caused people to be strategically positioned by God to such an extent that within 60 or 70 years, the gospel of Jesus Christ had permeated the region. The Christianity went from being the religion of martyrs to being the faith of the masses. Now, the early church wasn't perfect, but I will tell you something. They were tremendously effective in the area of evangelism. You and I, we need to ask God, God, are we positioned to be able to see groups of people come to faith in the Lord Jesus Christ? Never forget that the church is meant to be an evangelism agency. The Assemblies of God was founded and created to be the greatest missions agency the world had ever seen. We do not exist to build big fancy buildings. We do not exist so that I can have a paycheck. We exist to reach the lost with the good news of Jesus Christ. And the persecution that the enemy brought will always not shrink the church, but it will cause the church to be positioned by the Spirit of God in such a manner that kingdom of God population is going to burst forth at the seams. In China, the gospel used to be able to be openly preached there, and then with the communist takeover, the missionaries were forced out, and it was a long, long time before we were able to find out what was actually going on with the church in China. And a few years ago, I was at a conference, and the speaker spoke into his phone, and he asked this question. It was Siri. He said, "Siri, how many Christians are there in China?" And there were almost more Christians in China than there are in America. Christianity shrinking in America, but it is exploding in China and in many other parts of the world. Persecution never causes the church to shrink. There's a saying that says the blood of the martyrs is the seed of the gospel, that it's going to cause people to come to faith in Jesus Christ, because people will never forget when they see someone that shouldn't love them enough to lay their life down for them. And so we're going to move on to the next passage here today. Acts chapter 11, and turning the pages, verse number 19. Now those who were scattered after the persecution that arose over Stephen traveled as far as Phoenicia, Cyprus, and Antioch, preaching the word to no one but the Jews only, but some of them were men from Cyprus and Cyrene, who, when they had come to Antioch, spoke to the Hellenists, preaching the Lord Jesus, and the hand of the Lord was with them, and a great number believed and turned to the Lord. I want to take this verse to say, don't put God in a box. God's bigger than any box. I don't care how big the box is. God wants out of the box. And up until this time, those who had been persecuted were preaching the word. Fantastic, you're preaching the word. But they were excluding most of the world from the privilege of hearing the gospel. But something happened when there were people from the region who heard the gospel. They said, you know what? This message is too good just to keep it to ourselves. We need to take this message to those who aren't like us as well. And I will just say this. Racism is something that should never be tolerated in the body of Christ. It just shouldn't. We were created in the image of God. It doesn't say that God looks like me. It says that I look like God. It's not about the color of our skin. It's not about our culture. It is about the eternal need that all of us have. And listen, there have been horrible things that have been perpetrated by people who, just like Saul, thought they were doing right, but they were actually acting in ignorance. And so I want to encourage you that when you're sharing the gospel, don't be exclusionary. When you're preaching the word, preach the word so that all can hear, that whosoever will call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. And so when you come to Merit Assembly of God, you're not going to find the largest congregation around, but you're going to find that people from all over the world are welcome and worship there. I mean, we've had people from Ireland. We've had people from Madagascar. We've had people from Thailand, the Philippines, Mexico, the island nations. Listen, I forget some of the other places, Fiji, lots and lots of places that have come. And you know what? We're there for one reason, and that is to preach the good news of Jesus Christ. And so we're very missional. We take the gospel it's getting close to somewhere near 60 missionaries that we support on a monthly basis. One of those missions is right here in Brevard County. It's the Alternative Pregnancy Center, because they encounter people in a time of crisis in their life and are able to preach the gospel to them. One of the ladies from our church is involved in that. It's a ministry of First Baptist Church, but it's also a ministry of the churches in the community. So yesterday we just concluded our baby bottle fundraiser for the Alternative Pregnancy Center, because we want those women to hear the gospel of Jesus Christ, because they're going to in turn tell those kids that there is a church who was a blessing to them in their time of need. We don't really care who gets the glory, as long as it's Jesus. As long as it's Jesus. So be sure and preach the word. When you're going through persecution, that's not the time to stay silent. That's the time to proclaim the word of God, because you never know if you're going to get another opportunity or not. Let me conclude with just a couple of other passages, and then we'll move on from persecution after I do that other broadcast tomorrow. First of all, Romans 8:35, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? I want you to know that there is nothing that man can do to you that is going to be able to separate you from the love of God. Paul had said, you know what? I've seen too much. I've tasted too much. And you're not going to be able to separate me from the love of God. I'm not going to let persecution determine my course. I'm going to let my Savior determine my course. And then Romans chapter 12. I want to read this passage to you. And then I'll share just a quick little word. Romans chapter 12, verse number 9. Let love be without hypocrisy. Abhor what is evil. Cling to what is good. Be kindly affectionate to one another with brotherly love, in honor, giving preference to one another, not lagging in diligence, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord, rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing steadfastly in prayer, distributing to the needs of the saints, given to hospitality. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse. Rejoice with those who rejoice, and weep with those who weep. Be of the same mind toward one another. Do not set your mind on high things, but associate with the humble. Do not be wise in your own opinion. Repay no one evil for evil. Have regard for good things in the sight of all men. If it is possible, as much as depends on you, live peaceably with all men. Beloved, do not avenge yourselves, but rather give place to wrath, for it is written, "Vengeance is mine. I will repay," says the Lord. Therefore, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he's thirsty, give him a drink, for in so doing you will heap coals of fire on his head. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. There is just 13 verses of just matter of fact, one thing right after another. There doesn't seem to be really any connection. It's just like little bullet points. And right there in the midst of that, it says, bless those who persecute you, bless and do not curse. In 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse number 12, it says, being reviled, we bless; being persecuted, we endure. And so you and I, we have got to say, you know what? It is not mine to repay. God said that belongs to him. And for Paul, it was no more strenuous to believe that you and I could bless somebody who was persecuting us than it was for him to say, abhor that which is evil, cling to what is good. How many of you think that we should be able to cling to what is good? I do. How many of you think that we can abhor that which is evil? Well, I do. God's not going to tell us to do something if it's not possible. Just as easy as it is for to be kindly affectionate to one another with brotherly love, it, because of who God is, it should be just as easy for us to bless those who are treating us badly. You know why? Because it is not ours to repay. Vengeance is mine. I will repay, says the Lord. I want you to know that God is a tremendous accountant, and he doesn't even use accounting tricks. He's going to make sure that the ledger sheet is balanced. And I can tell you this, with Jesus forgiving me of my sins and being the Lord of my life, he has treated me way better than anybody else has ever treated me badly. I'm going to continue to bless those because the Spirit of God makes it possible. We'll see you next time right here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.
Lord, I wish I could praise you with adequate words, but you leave me speechless. And I so long to sing you the song you deserve, but it would be endless. I long to move your heart, I bring you something new, I tell how great you are, tell my praise to you. It's like an